Well, hello guys, Joe's back. So let me just begin with the latest episode for you guys, and thanks for listening to previously released episodes, guys. That really does means a lot. And Morbius, it's an American superhero film based on Marvel comic character of the same name, and it is the third in the Sony Spider-Man universe. Plotline: Morbius meets his surrogate brother Lucien at a hospital in Greece, and later he renames him Milo. After 25 years of finding solution, Morbius decides on capturing vampire bats from Costa Rica in hopes of finding a solution for him and his brother's illness, which is incurable in medical science. The cure was found, but it has turned Morbius into a blood-sucking vampire and has also given him superhuman powers, and he decides on keeping it away from Milo as it might give him the blood-sucking ability too, but it might just get him into a situation that Morbius doesn't want Milo to be in. Like, he can get in trouble for sucking out blood from the innocent people and killing around people, and he might get shot by police or something, or killed by somebody else. So Morbius decides on keeping it away from Milo. But when Morbius visits his lab partner at the hospital, who got accidentally injured while Morbius was a vampire, he finds a nurse that has been wounded and dead, and he thinks he has done it because he lusted for blood and he doesn't remember it after doing the thing, and he surrenders to police when cornered in jail. When Milo visits Morbius, Morbius has the bat ability to feel something that is not right, so he gets a feeling Milo has stolen the cure from the lab and has become like Morbius, like with superhuman powers and blood-sucking thing. So he is the one who has been killing around the people in the city, but police got Morbius into the jail. So Morbius decides on escaping from the jail, and he creates an antidote to stop Milo. When Morbius was losing it, he summons other bats around to restrain Milo to use the antibody on him. Morbius is contacted by Adrian Toomes to join his team to stop Spider-Man. That's the credit scene, guys. That's the credit scene. So let me just do the synopsis for you guys. Well, if you are a Marvel Cinematic Universe fan, then critics' review doesn't matter to you at all, as the story are interconnected, so we are kind of obligated to watch every single movie and enjoy the story as they are new to one, though they might be new. So I'm confused about what to call Morbius now, as one and showed him as a hero stopping bad guys, but the credit scene was about to show him as a villain. The storyline is new for anyone who watches the movie, but we have seen movies where vampires become heroes by the end, so it might turn around like Blade and the Twilight VFX, or the animation in the film was good enough to get us wowed. So that's it for the Morbius part, guys. Have a great day and thanks for listening. And if I fumble in between, that's normal, guys. That you can do. You are not a perfect human being. Nobody is a perfect human being. So I stumble in between there too. So I don't know, guys. Have a great day and thanks for listening once again.